getting back to animals for a minute, I meant to ask you when we were talking about birds. You know, this bird that drills holes in trees? What do you call it out here?
Woodpecker.
Woodpecker.
Yeah, there are several different species of those. And some are not genuine woodpeckers. Some are sepsuckers. I didn't know that until the other year. I had a plumquat tree at the range. Fairly smooth trunk, you know, bark, pretty heavy. And in spring, when the trees begin to swell and are just about ready to come to life, they have quite a bit of sap within the trunk itself. These sap suckers, they can make the most beautiful squares, just arithmetically, absolutely same size in the line, just right down the line. And of course the sap oozes out, hangs in the lower part of that cut. And they sap it. I thought it was woodpecker, see, at first. I wondered what it was doing that on my tree, and I saw them, and I thought it was woodpecker. Had a little kind of red top on the head, too. But I found out they're the yellow-breasted yellow-breasted sapsuckers. And they almost ruined my tree. I had to put something around it to keep them from it.
Have you ever heard anybody turn that around and call them a peckerwood?
Peckerwood, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was kind of a little poem that I was trying to recall, but it won't want to come to me about the woodpecker.
Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Yes, my brother-in-law did today once.
What does he mean by that?
I don't know. I never could get the clear idea of it.
Well, what about these animals you usually find around lakes or ponds with, you know, they jump, make this croaking noise? What do you call those things? The old long legs, some people like to eat them.
Oh, the frogs, you mean? Frogs, bullfrogs?
Now, is that the kind that stays around water, the bullfrog?
Yeah, they nearly all stay around the water.
Do you have any variety that stays around gardens or dry land?
Oh, it's a toad, yeah. Toad, yeah. The old toad. But nothing will eat the toad. Not even a cat. We were taught when we were kids, we could catch these toads, and they invariably have to squirt. So wherever that squirt hits you, you get some warts. Which isn't true either. Now, there are any number of frogs, little tiny gray frogs, and then there's the leopard frog, some of them call them, and there's a bigger green frog, and then what's called the bullfrog. Getting about like that, you know. We used to use the leopard frog, about that size, for catfish bait. Make five baits out of it. Hind legs and the back two parts and the head. Very good bait.
You know, some people tell me that those little tiny frogs that you were talking about, they claim that they always come out after rain or a storm, something like that.
We had them here. Of course, a couple of years we had a lot of rain. I have never seen so many in my days. The ground was just literally covered with them. Anywhere from about, a quarter inch size on up to three quarter inch. Just everything was just bouncing with them.